So auditorium wise, so the stage used to be on a rake, 1 to 23, and now it's flat because there's always issues with dance companies whenever there's a rake. So we were sort of Phoenix and BRB and various people. So the I think it was excavated just sort of a few meters below the stage in terms of it was sort of taken up, because the stage used to be made of old ships timbers that used to go sort of horizontally along the stage.
Timbers.
Yeah, old ships timbers, as in masts.
Wow.
So that all of that had to be taken up, and then underneath they found the remnants of sort of a medieval road, a sort of a cobbled road, which I think is one of the pictures that I showed you.
Yeah.
And then particularly more interesting was sort of underneath the stalls and the excavation they had to make, because they found the foundation stones of the hospital, which I think is a sort of quite a rare thing to actually find what they actually built on. And I think it was sort of maybe 3 or 4 meters below the level of the stalls. So the stalls used to go underneath the dresser, because you can see a sort of a soundproofing wall. We used to have terrible issues with soundproofing. You'd sneeze in here and you'd hear it outside in the 67 foyer, so you couldn't really do anything in the foyer while this was the show happening on.
Wow.
So it created sort of sound sort of vomitories, really.
Yeah.
And then so just sort of, just underneath the dress circuit is where we have sort of the box office and the cafe. So raised CT bank to improve the view. And the gallery used to be sitting on benches, sort of padded bench. So if you leant back...
Up until 2016.
So if you leant back, you'd be leaning on somebody's knees. So you didn't have an own seat, whereas now they're individual seats, and you can see it's quite a severe rake.
Yeah.
So if you ever go up there, even if someone's 7 foot in front of you, you can still see over them. So actually, it's a really good view,
yeah.
A really good view up there. Again, lost a number of seats, but have absolutely sort of improved the...
Improve the viewing experience.
Yeah. And the dress circle level and the upper circle level haven't changed at all.
Yeah.
Other than the sort of the seating, the seating changed. So the boxes are from the original theatre. So I think it was 1820. So the boxes used to continue all the way along the dress circle. So box, and the same against the upper circle. And the gallery didn't exist. The gallery was put in later on, but I'm not sure the dates on that.
So it was just nothing up there?
It was nothing. And so stalls would have been called the pits, so would have been standing. So different entrances for different audience members. So people that were in boxes would have come through from the St. Leonard's Place side, and people from the pits would have come through the Duncan Place, which is sort of the side. So sort of never the two social groups shall meet. And I was told sort of the...
St. Leonard's was...
Yeah, St. Leonard's...
And over this side...
Duncombe Place entrance.
That was for us.
Yes, for the sort of the... Yes, for the common, the working
people.
Man and woman. Yeah.
And the actors.
And the actors. So originally at that time, in terms of stage lighting, would have been done with tallow candles, so sort of animal fat congealed together, so that would have been... Above them, so you would have had sort of animal fat dripping on them. It's not overall, you'd get burnt, but you'd smell of animal fat.
It'd be warm now.
Yeah, it would have been warm and very atmospheric
yeah.
Before it changed to limelight and then onto gas and then onto electricity. Anything else to show you here? Now I can show you underneath the stage.